Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Jay. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you a registered voter in Ohio? Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick?
Sure.
Thank you. So you are a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel that secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of the gun ownership? You think, yes, it is?
Hang on a second. My husband would be a better person for you to talk to about this.
Hello?
Good evening, sir. My name is Jay. We're just conducting an opinion survey. We would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick? I'll be brief.
Sure.
Now, do you feel that secure storage firearms is or is not a major responsibility of the gun ownership? You think, yes, it is or no, it's not?
Could you repeat what you said? I'm a little deaf.
Yes, sir, of course. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of the gun ownership? You think, yes, it is or no, it's not?
Yes, it's the responsibility of the owner.
Okay, thank you. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked, and it can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, a container, case, or a lockbox. Now, or make it temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock. The storage in a container that is not see-through, and storage in a place where the person who is prohibited from handling, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Now, will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
No, I will not.
So you oppose or
do anything? I will not do anything anti-arms and anti-gun.
Understood.
Anything with that.
So how should I record your answer? Do you oppose that or support that?
I would oppose making people do anything.
Thank you, sir. And I'm glad I'm talking to you, believe me. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child and bull accidental shootings? Support or oppose that?
Well, of course, it sounds good to support something like that, but they always use children as an excuse to push gun laws upon people, so I would not support it.
Okay,
anything forcing people to do anything with their firearms, I would not support.
Understood. I know it's more complicated than what they make it seem like, but just for the sake of research,
right. Okay,
let's move forward, and I appreciate your patience. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth? Support or oppose that?
I would still oppose.
Okay, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease on the overall number of stolen guns? Support or oppose that?
I oppose.
Okay, and will you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines securely stored a lock safe? Will you support that or oppose?
I oppose.
In a locked container case, will you support or oppose?
Oppose.
A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm, will you support or oppose the law that defines secure storage as that?
Oppose.
Thank you, sir. Now, let's move forward. Will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose that?
Oppose.
And via a combination lock, support or oppose?
Oppose.
A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint, support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not?
It should be loaded. You should keep your guns loaded.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in a lock safe case or lockbox, do you feel is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock? Store in a container that is not see-to and is also kept in a place where minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? You think it, yes, it is secure, or no, it's not secure?
I'd say it would be secure. Sounds like okay. It's very secure.
If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
I oppose any laws.
Thank you, sir. And searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. And will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Will you support that kind of law?
I still oppose.
Okay.
We're
almost done. I appreciate your patience. Now, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, and if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Will you support that kind of law?
Repeat that scenario again.
Yes. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Will you support that kind of law or oppose that?
I oppose that law.
Okay. And prosecutors have the discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Now, will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Will you support that or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay, thank you, sir. And let's finish this up. Will you support or oppose the law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Will you support that or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay, in terms of your personal political party identification, could you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you, sir. Now, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
I'm 48.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo?
White.
Black or African-American? White. Thank you, sir. Now, regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
I am a male.
Thank you, sir. My name is Jay, and I really appreciate you taking the time to help us by sharing your opinion. This concludes our service. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.